You're listening to the Tuesday Afternoon Show, WGXC. I'm your host, Robert Tomlinson, and we are having our Radios in Motion Summer Pledge Drive. And I am very pleased to have with us on the show for the first time, Juliana Mercado. Welcome.
Hello, Robert. Okay. Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure to have you here. We only have a few minutes today, but promise me you'll come back, and we're going to talk about yoga and things in detail.
Sounds good.
Okay. But I do want to ask you, where are you from?
I was born in Brazil.
In Brazil, what part?
Yes, in the state called Minas Gerais.
And
yes.
When?
How, and Belo Horizonte, Minas Gerais, and I lived in Rio for the luck of my soul.
Yeah?
Such a fun city for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And so, when did you come to America?
2000, yes.
Oh, so you've been here a long time, 17
yeah.
years.
Yeah, the accent gets worse each day.
So, when did you come to Catskill?
January this year.
Yes. And why did you come to Catskill?
I came to bring more yoga to town because there wasn't a yoga studio here.
Mm.
And now we have one, and it's been very nice to get to know people through yoga and being part of this vibrant community.
And there's lots of different kinds of yoga. So could you give us a little, could you help me out here? What kind of yoga do you, because you're a teacher. So what kind of yoga do you teach? Is it a hard one to answer?
No, it's great. Thanks for asking. Well, okay. I consider myself a student of yoga who got some studies to share it because it's so vast and that I rather call myself someone sharing yoga yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? My teacher trainings are, the last two that I did was with Sri Dharma Mitra. And this is a 78 years old man who dedicated 57 years of his life to yoga. So it's a very comprehensive, where the yoga poses is just a very small aspect of it, where we encompasses the whole philosophy. So very deep. And when I'm sharing yoga, what I'm looking for is to feel who is in the room and adjust to their needs so that it's comfortable to everybody. I like to call it community practice or family practice, mm-hmm. where if you have someone very young, we can spice mm-hmm. it up. If we have someone who has a special need, we can accommodate that too.
Is it fair or accurate to say that the practice or the art of yoga is based on breathing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What, and so, isn't it, I mean, it's interesting to me that there would be a practice, which I consider much more than just poses. It's a philosophy of life. It's a way of viewing yes. and experiencing reality.
Yes.
And so that's based on breath.
Yes, I like that approach.
You want to talk about that?
I do. I feel that behind the breath, there is the awareness to the breath, right? So, and that takes right to the core of yoga, where we go, one of the questions of my teachers, that if your mind don't belong, if you don't control your mind, who does it belong to?
Mm.
So as we go to the collectiveness of what's happening right now, which is not pretty, and we go to the richness of the community that is happening now, I feel that the yoga is an invite for us to choose where are we focusing in, such as the community that, you know, you bring together mm-hmm. through mm-hmm. the radio station and mm-hmm. through the yoga and through music and through all these beautiful things that the community has. So yes, it's about life, it's about this path of healing towards helping one another,
mm-hmm.
but it's a self-investigation, it's a process of self-investigation, of getting to know ourselves, of having more control of our mind, which is called Raja Yoga. This is the yoga of loyalty through concentration, which is also blend with other philosophies yeah. in the field.
So I'm reminded, I'm going to take a quick break and say, yes, you're listening to the Radios in Motion Summer Pledge Drive on WGXC. This is the Tuesday afternoon program. I'm Robert Tomlinson, your host. We're going to have the news in just one moment. But before we end with Juliana.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm practicing. You know, I've often felt what you said something earlier about what's going on is not pretty. And there is something going on nationally that is not pretty. But there's also great things going on locally
yes.
that are fantastic and beautiful
yes.
and need to not be forgotten.
Please.
Because
yes.
it's easy to feel hopeless and without power in the face of so many things that seem to be going so wrong on so many levels just in 6 months. But actually, there's a lot of great things going on that are really, we're rebuilding our society.
Cannot agree more.
And a lot of things that are coming up that are, you know, that are challenging and difficult are also opportunities, opportunities to talk about. Well, there's a big challenge right now in schools. They're proposing to take millions and millions and millions of dollars out of public schools. We need to talk about that. Why is that an issue? Why is that important? What can we do to maintain the kind of level and increase and invest in children to create the kind of society that we want to build? So maybe we can also start seeing, instead of the devastation and sadness and hopelessness, a kind of an opportunity to engage and rebuild. At least that's my hope. That's where I'm going.
Yes.
Okay.
400% with you.
400%.
Yes,
thank
my
you.
Dear.
It's so great to have you in the studio. Thank you
Likewise.
For coming by.
Thank
and
you
And we'll
so
have
much.
You back soon, I hope.
Sounds
we'll do
good,
a little
Robert.
Bit more of a deeper investigation of yoga
deeper
practice.
Deeper breath.
Deeper breath. Okay.